Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, somebody tell Bernie Sanders to keep his Trende Aragua blood-stained mittens off of Montana. And by the way, this is really rich. So if you guys missed it on X yesterday, especially in the midst of the big news about the national championship game last night. By the way, I'm dragging a little bit today because I stayed up late watching the game. And then you're all amped after the game, but we're ready to rock and roll nonetheless. And we got John Jackson, the Joker from X, joining us next hour of the program as well here. But if you guys haven't heard, Bernie Sanders is making a very early endorsement in what is quickly becoming the clown car of a Democrat primary election, as the Democrats think they actually have a chance to defeat Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke in the election. And so anyway, the latest Democrat candidate to enter the clown car is basically a guy who is a far-left lobbyist. That's right, a far-left lobbyist is who the Democrats are running for Congress, apparently. And he's got the endorsement of socialist Bernie Sanders. Apparently this guy's name is Socialist Sam. It's Socialist Sam. Socialist Sam Forsteg, for something, however you pronounce his name. So this socialist who jumped into the race now has the endorsement of Bernie Sanders. So Bernie Sanders is trying to weigh in on the Montana race here. Heather Swift, who is the campaign manager and the chief of staff to Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke, she had this to say about Socialist Sam. Sam Forsteg represents Mom Donnie, not Montana. He literally stood with Bernie Sanders and AOC rallying against Montanans last year. As the lobbyist for the radical anti-American organization ACLU and the head of the UM student government, Sam personally tried to put men in little girls' locker rooms, criminal illegal aliens in our hometowns, and turn Montana into failed California. Thank God he failed. Forsteg may have national money, but he won't have Montana's votes. Now, she said that. In fact, I posted that full statement on X early yesterday morning. She said that before the Bernie Bro endorsement came in. And then her reaction to that endorsement, she said this, tells you everything you need to know about Socialist Sam Forsteg. But I just want to point out one other thing here. Isn't it just really rich? You know, Bernie Sanders, who pretends to fight the oligarchs and the billionaires while he shoves your money into the pockets of insurance company executives. Bernie destroyed healthcare in this country. The reason healthcare is so damn expensive is because of Bernie. So again, Bernie, keep your mittens off our healthcare. Keep your mittens off of Montana. But what's really rich, remember when he flew in on a private jet? The millionaire hypocrite Bernie Sanders is endorsing a far left-wing lobbyist to be the Democrat congressional candidate for Western Montana. It's just so rich. You just have to just bask in the glory, kind of like, you know, the national championship game last night. All right, back after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I know the story that I meant to get to that I forgot to get to. So, you know, the bulk of the 6 o'clock hour, we were talking about the FCS National Championship game last night. We had a lot of the ESPN highlights as well. But I mentioned Caroline Leavitt, White House press secretary. She was asked about the Somali fraud scandal in Minnesota. If you guys were listening in the 8 o'clock hour of the show yesterday, I got the breaking news from our friend Tim and Savage. And then right after I got the message from Tim and Savage, I saw the Truth Social post. And so I kicked off the 8 o'clock hour with my immediate reaction, which was this. Team Trump topples another socialist dictator. And I wasn't talking about Saturday's news. I was talking about Monday's news. Tampon Tim Walz. The governor of Minnesota will not run for re-election. So Team Trump has toppled another dictator. But it does beg the question, after the $8-9+ billion in welfare fraud in Minnesota that Tim Walz allowed to happen, with Tim Walz not running for re-election, does that mean that he's off the hook for any potential prosecution involving, potential crimes in Minnesota? Let's see what Caroline Leavitt has to say.
The great people of Minnesota, a state that was once known as the land of 10,000 lakes, has been turned into the land of 10,000 Somali schemes because of their governor. And don't forget, this is a guy who was at the top of the Democrat Party's ticket, the number two. He was Kamala Harris's running mate just about a year ago until President Trump crushed them last November. And it was in large part because the president was calling out this fraud. And so this has been a day one priority for the Trump administration, Jesse. The Department of Justice has convicted and prosecuted nearly 100 defendants in Minnesota. And because of these new details and this new reporting that has come to light, this is a all hands on deck across the entire government effort. We are surging resources. You saw today the Department of Homeland Security announced we have nearly 2,000 agents from the Homeland Security Investigations Team. The FBI is on the ground, and we're freezing money. HHS cut off funding for child care centers and for daycares. That's USDA Secretary Rollins has been asking Governor Walz to see the recipients of SNAP in his state. So this is all hands on deck, rest assured. It's a top priority for President Trump. And he believes that Governor Walz is criminally liable. And I think the Department of Justice is going to find out.
And President Trump yesterday on Truth Social posted this in his own words: Minnesota's corrupt governor will possibly leave office before his term is up, but in any event, will not be running again because he was caught red-handed along with Ilhan Omar and others of his Somali friends stealing tens of billions of taxpayer dollars. I feel certain the facts will come out and they will reveal a seriously unscrupulous and rich group of slime balls. Governor Walz has destroyed the state of Minnesota, but others like Governor Gavin Newsom, J.B. Pritzker, and Kathy Hochul have done, in my opinion, an even more dishonest and incompetent job. No one is above the law. That's what President Trump shared on Truth Social. Kelly Loeffler, the small business administrator, also said this: the governor's announcement changes nothing. We will continue to go after fraud across every state and work with law enforcement to put criminals in jail. We will continue to hold officials accountable for their role in opening taxpayer-funded programs to lying, stealing, and cheating. So there you go. All right, back to, in fact, that actually kind of ties in with my interview with Todd Starnes, my conversation with Todd Starnes on Newsmax yesterday afternoon. I joined a radio talk show host out of Texas. The two of us were on with Todd Starnes yesterday, and we were talking about the Kami Mamdani and the arrest of Venezuelan narco-terror dictator Nicolai Maduro. And, yeah, I basically – so I'm trying to think where do we start with this one, because we covered so many different topics. But the point that I was making is that, look – everywhere this socialism, this communism is tried, it fails. Minnesota, look at what a failure Minnesota has become under Democrat policies and Tim Walz in particular. Everywhere these Democrat socialist policies are tried, they fail. And I pointed right here to Montana. I said, look, because of far-left judges like Don Malloy in Missoula and the other far-left liberal judges, we've essentially had Democrat socialist policies running parts of Montana into the ground. And so Minnesota, what a mess that state has become. It went from the land of 10,000 lakes to the land of 10,000 schemes or something to that effect. Caroline Leavitt talked about the Big Apple. I told Todd Starnes there's wormholes throughout the Big Apple now because of these Democrat socialist policies that were already in place before Mamdani was elected. And then Venezuela. Venezuela was the crown jewel of the South American continent. Ted Cruz, I've got audio from him. He was on with Waters last night as well. In 1950, Venezuela was the fourth largest economy in the entire world. It was like the U.S., Switzerland, New Zealand, and then Venezuela. Socialism has destroyed Venezuela. But the point I was making was, like, look, you know, you have the Kami Mamdani saying that he placed a phone call to Trump complaining about the Venezuela capture of Maduro. And I said, that's as laughable as the Democrat socialists in Missoula protesting in support of Maduro. But in reality, like, the Democrat socialist policies that are destroying countries, that are destroying cities, are the very policies that have been put in place, even in parts of Montana, because of leftist judges like Don Malloy. They destroyed the timber industry, they destroyed mining, and so much more.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman, with considerable cloud cover across the area for today. High temperatures will stay from the mid-40s to around 50. For tonight, we can expect partly to mostly cloudy skies. Isolated snow showers possible, mainly towards Bozeman. Lows in the low to mid-30s. On Wednesday, chance for snow showers or a little mixed precip towards Bozeman. Otherwise, highs in the low 40s in Bozeman, 50 in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
If there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
This is where Montana Talks at. With Lane Nordlund.
Beef continues to lead the meat case, posting record retail performance in November of 2025. That's according to data compiled by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, who says beef delivered $44.6 billion in retail sales over the past year, up 12.2%, with volume also up 4.4%, outpacing other major proteins. Average prices show beef at $7.18 per pound compared to $3.17 for chicken, $3.27 for pork, and $2.62 for turkey. Ground beef, the workhorse of the meat case, averaged about $5.65 per pound and posted the fastest price gains, while steaks climbed to around $11.06 per pound, weighing on a short-term volume. As for other protein sources like fake meat imitators, they were priced at roughly $8 or more per pound. They continue to see a notable decline, down 12.8% in dollars and 11.5% in volume. Value-added beef and brisket also posted strong gains last year, especially with holiday demand. Despite higher prices across most of the protein aisle, consumers say they plan to keep or increase beef consumption, with younger shoppers, especially Gen Z, showing the strongest intent to eat more beef. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Montana Talks, where you get the muck. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, hey, we got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. And, hey, a special note for our listeners in Missoula on 930 AM KMPT. I know you guys are used to having the show on. By the way, got so many great messages from our Missoula listeners yesterday. Excited to have Montana Talks now live, not just for the statewide 9 o'clock hour, but our friends in Missoula are now able to tune in starting at 7 a.m. So 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. on the air in Missoula now as well. So just a note for our Missoula listeners, you know, in that 9 o'clock hour, we kind of limit callers to just once a week. It's not that we don't want to hear from you more than once a week. It's just that, man, if we didn't have some limitations in place, we'd never hear from any newer callers because we'd have the same folks every day. So that's why we just got to have some limits there, especially when we're taking you statewide from Plentywood all the way to Missoula. Got a lot of great folks. And then there's a ton of folks who typically never call in to talk radio programs. They will say that I've been told that 99% of talk radio listeners will never actually call into a talk radio program. They just like to listen, right? And so So, but every now and then there's a topic that strikes a chord, strikes a nerve, or there's something where somebody finally gets the urge to call into the show, and you want to have some phone lines open so you can hear from those folks, too, that you never get a chance to hear from. So here's how it works. Same thing like the 9 o'clock hour. If you call in during the 9 o'clock hour, we try to limit folks to just once a week. But here's the deal. If you called into the 9 o'clock hour on a Monday, well maybe on Wednesday you call in the 7 o'clock hour. Maybe on Friday you call in on the 8 o'clock hour. And so that's the beauty of having extra time to talk. It means extra time to take your phone calls as well. We do try to limit callers to, you know, once a week per each hour of the show, so that it's not, you know, the same thing every day at the same time every day, et cetera. So it's just kind of a way to mix it up and keep the phone lines open for newer folks to jump in on the conversation. But boy, do we have some incredible regular callers as well. So it's kind of fun when you get a chance to hear from some folks maybe in the 6 o'clock hour on a Monday, but then in the 9 o'clock hour on a Thursday or something like that. Since we're talking programming notes, I am back on the road, heading back out on patrol. Tomorrow is business days at the Capitol in Helena. The Montana Chamber of Commerce does this every year in January, business days at the Capitol, and usually a number of lawmakers from both parties are in attendance at the event. Last year, of course, was a legislative session, so very busy time. But I expect even in a non-legislative session year, there'll be a big turnout for that. So we'll be broadcasting live from business days at the Capitol. If there's any lawmakers who are listening or other folks, business folks, who are going to be at business days at the Capitol tomorrow, come on down and join me. I'll have microphones open. I'll be set up from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And so, love to have you on. The microphones will be open for you and whatever you want to talk about. Whenever we take the show on the road like that, it's really your chance to you know, set the agenda for what is covered. Let's see. And then Thursday, stay tuned for Thursday. I got a fun location I think we're working on for Thursday's show. So stay tuned on that one. Friday, I got to be in Malta. Well, I don't got to be. I'm looking forward to being in Malta. Incredible story. Incredible story in Malta. So if I remember the gist of it right here, this woman is a doctor. She performed an incredible life-saving surgery. But now she's a radio DJ. She loves radio. She loves playing music on the radio. And apparently she's an incredible radio DJ in Malta, a doctor, a DJ who performed an incredible life-saving surgery. The guy whose life she saved is a member of the Crow tribe. He's going to be with her in Malta later this week. That's why we're going to be there doing the show live. Can't wait to share that story with you and those conversations with you. We'll be at the – by the way, if you're going to be in Malta later this week, we will be at the GN, the Great Northern Hotel in Malta for Friday's show. So kind of same deal. You know, the 9 o'clock hour, we'll focus on the guests that I just mentioned, but we should have some open microphones for you earlier in the hour if anybody wants to drop in then and join us as well. Of course, we'll still do our Freedom Friday conversation with our friend George Blackard and so much more. But, yeah, for our friends in Missoula, I mean, man, sometimes I feel bad for you because when you only had the 9 o'clock hour of the show, I try to save some of our best content for the 9 o'clock statewide show. But frankly, we get so much great content, great phone calls here in these early morning hours of the show. George Blacker joins us in the 8 o'clock hour for Freedom Friday. We cover a gamut of issues. We've got Becky Hillier looking at the bright side on Freedom Friday and at 7 o'clock hour. So very excited to have our friends on 9:30 a.m. KMPT joining us. Okay, I've talked way too much about inside baseball radio stuff. So let's get back into the big news of the day here. 406-294-0970 if you got something you want to talk about. Let's see. Scott Jennings was on CNN for his next trick. What will President Trump trick the Democrats into defending next? Scott Jennings will run the audio. For his next trick, who will President Trump trick the Democrats into defending next? We'll get to that Scott Jennings soundbite here in just a second. But first, this is Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. Let's take you to Big Timber. We got Mike on the phone lines. Mike, Happy New Year. Great to hear from you.
And the same to you, sir. Thanks for taking my call. A game for the ages last night. That's just one comment I wanted to make.
Wasn't that incredible? What was your favorite highlight of the whole game before you get to the last topic?
The last play, I don't know why that defender left Ballard that open. That kid had just run amok through that defense previously, but he was wide open on that last play. And it was special teams, Aaron, that won the game for the Cats. And special teams, not diminishing any other part of the military, special teams did the job for President Trump in removing Maduro.
Oh, what a great point. Special teams blocking Illinois State's field goal when they could have probably won the game before the overtime. Yep. Special teams bringing Maduro to justice in New York City. What a great analogy.
Sir, I have a question about that. Why are these Democrats all upset when in the past they were opposed to Maduro's treatment of the Venezuelan people? This man was indicted in the Southern District of New York. I mean, of all places to be indicted, the Southern District.
Yeah, in the Kami Mamdani's backyard. Yeah, you know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I pulled up. Actually, I'm glad you mentioned this because I have a full fact sheet here from the White House. Democrats once demanded Maduro's ouster. Now they mourn his capture. They mourn his capture because Trump did it. Because Trump did it.
Right. That's absolutely correct. They don't like Trump, so they will criticize him for everything. And, of course, when you hear Schumer comment about what was done and how he overstepped his authority, he's totally out of out of line. Schumer doesn't know what he's talking about. It's not a declaration. Did we declare war on Grenada or Noriega, when we took them away? Do we declare war in Korea, Vietnam? No. We don't need a declaration of war.
Did you hear Greg Jarrett, the Fox News legal analyst, on with Sean Hannity on the radio yesterday afternoon? Man, he just perfectly spot on captured the law. And Speaker Johnson talked about this yesterday as well. What the president is required to do with notifying Congress, he's not supposed to notify Congress ahead of time. That would just be stupid, given some of these members of Congress that we've got right now. He's got, 48 hours, I think it is, to tell them about the action after it's taken place. But Chuck Schumer, is just straight up lying by claiming that Trump was in violation of, I think it's the War Powers Act, if I'm going off of memory correct here. Mike, hold that thought. Mike, stand by. I'd love to hear more from you on this topic. Plus, I'll get your reaction to the Scott Jennings soundbite if you can stick with us here through the break. If you got to run, I understand. No worries. And then for the rest of you, you can jump in on the conversation as well. 406-294-0970.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so I just realized that Mike and Big Timber on the phone lines may not be able to hear the clip if I play it. So I'll play the clip after our chat here with Mike and Big Timber. But, yeah, Mike, anything else you wanted to share that we didn't get to before the break there? Basically, Scott Jennings' point is, yep, here we go again. For his next trick, President Trump has the Democrats defending narco-terrorist communist dictators. And I've got this list from the White House in front of me here. Chuck Schumer, Dick Durbin, Chris Van Hollen, Chris Murphy, Tim Kaine, Jamie Raskin, a laundry list of these Democrats were all saying how awful Maduro is, how Maduro needs to go. Even Kamala and Joe Biden put out a $25 million award to lead to his arrest. But now they're all flip-flopping. I mean, it's like they're following John Tester's flip-flop flat top, modus operandi, SOP, shall we say.
Yeah, absolutely. And Aaron, did you hear who's going to represent Maduro on when he goes to trial? Have you heard if he's retained any kind of legal counsel or
who is the lawyer?
Yeah. Yeah. I was just curious.
No, he's got some big-time lawyer, I think, that's defending him. In fact, because I was listening to Greg Jarrett a little bit earlier this morning. He's got some big-time lawyer. You know, which, isn't it kind of funny? The Democrats, and rightly so. I mean, everybody deserves a defense lawyer. I mean, since our nation's founding, since before our nation's founding, we had founding fathers who stood up for the right to defense, even from people that seem like they're indefensible, right? But remember when they wanted to put, so they would defend, you know, Gitmo detainees having legal representation. But then they wanted to throw Donald Trump's lawyers behind bars during the shenanigans of 2020.
Yeah, that's the Democrat way. These people are evil. I mean, they have no moral compass, none whatsoever. And frankly, if you are backing the Democrats in any way, shape, or form, you need to take a good look inside yourself and realize what kind of people these folks are. They are not your old Democrat Party. Not
John
Fetterman.
Hats off to Democrat Senator John Fetterman. I played that soundbite earlier. He's calling out his own party, saying, "Why can't you call this a good thing? This is a good thing." And he's praising our troops, of course, as well. Why can't they call it a good thing? You're seeing silence on this, or if not silence, you're seeing the same type of hypocritical condemnation from Democrats here in Montana. Any of these D-list actors that they're running for their, you know, congressional candidates haven't said squat on this, from what I've seen.
Right, and I do believe President Trump put Colombia and Cuba on notice also, if I'm not mistaken.
He put everybody on notice. I think Putin got a message. Xi Jinping in China got a message. Colombia, the narco terrorist in charge of Colombia right now, put on notice. Ali the rat hiding out in his bunker in Iran, put on notice. He was already put on notice, but he just got reminded again. Mm-hmm.
And that we've had a war on drugs. Let's do something about it. Finally, somebody's doing something about it. For 50 years, a war on drugs started by President Nixon during the Vietnam War. Of course, that was Asian heroin. With Colombia, they were bringing in cocaine and marijuana. So let's continue this war on drugs. Keep it out of the hands of the people in the United States.
Better yet,
killing people.
Let's just stop it once and for all. I mean, that's what the president.
Absolutely.
Uses. You know, whether we want to think we're in a war or not, these narco terrorists have declared war on us. President Trump is, like so many other wars, bringing this war to a halt. The president of peace.
Yes,
the president of peace through strength. All right, Mike, great to hear from you again. Happy New Year. Thanks for calling in. Always a pleasure. He's one of our great Navy veterans out there, so appreciate you calling into the show. Let's see. Oh, yeah, here we go. The Scott Jennings soundbite. I was going to play it, but he probably wouldn't have been able to hear it while he was on the phone line, so let me run it now.
Recent Washington Post poll finds Americans pretty evenly split on the operation over the weekend. 40% approve, 42% disapprove, 18% are unsure. When it comes to who should decide the future leadership of Venezuela, 94% say the Venezuelan people, 6% say the United States. One thing I have to say is, like, this was a very successful military operation. The idea that 42% disapprove is a higher number than I would think. It says to me that the American people are thinking not just about this operation, but maybe more about also, well, what comes next?
Well, also, it's Trump. I mean, 42% of the American people would oppose it if he cured cancer personally in the Oval Office tonight. I mean, there is a reflexive opposition to Trump. It is the entire platform of the Democratic Party, and to the extent that that's how their leadership tells them to act, that's how the Democratic grassroots are going to see it. You see Democrats today who long came on this network and others and called for Maduro's ouster, demanded it. Now saying they oppose the fact that Donald Trump just arrested Maduro. This reflexive opposition to everything Trump does is corrosive of the Democratic Party. And you shouldn't look at these things through that lens. You should look at it and say, highly competent military and law enforcement operation. We got rid of a bad guy. There's a better future for Venezuela. And it's going to inure to the United States benefit. But, you know, it's Trump. So everything must be opposed. If he's for it, then
well, it's not. Now, I wish, when it comes to the legality here, I wish I had the audio. I was listening to it live on the radio on KJJR here in Kalispell yesterday. Actually, I was driving up to the podcast studio to do the Newsmax interview, and I was listening as Greg Jarrett was on with Sean Hannity and outlined how President Trump is fully within his constitutional powers here, and he broke down the law. I wish I had that Hannity audio for you from yesterday, but Mike and Big Timber, and this is why your phone calls will, you know, direct the show here, because I had another direction I was going to go, but Mike asked a good question. Who is the lawyer for Nicolai Maduro in this New York courtroom? And I think Lawrence Jones kind of got into that with Greg Jarrett on Fox and Friends earlier this morning.
Real quickly, Maduro had a tough day in court yesterday. It doesn't seem like he's used to a criminal justice system that treats everybody fairly. He had some outbursts yesterday.
Yeah, you know, I'm president of Venezuela. Right. Reminded me of that scene in The Godfather. Don't you know who I am? I'm Mo Green.
That's right.
And, of course, we know how it ended for poor Mo. Look, the arrogance, the sense of entitlement was almost comical in the courtroom yesterday. And the law doesn't care about your lofty title. Maduro hasn't really accepted his new reality, and his dictator tactics don't really work well in American courtrooms, which is why the judge told him to put a sock in it. But, you know, look, he's got a fine lawyer in Barry Pollock. Yeah. He will challenge Maduro's capture, his arrest, his status. He'll claim a terrible violation of due process and international law, whatever that means. And they'll argue that the U.S. has no jurisdiction to prosecute him. They'll assert, you know, head of state immunity. None of that's probably going to work because, you know, we've seen this movie before, Lawrence. Noriega tried the same thing and failed miserably. And the Supreme Court has said, we don't care who you are or how you got into our courtroom. We treat paupers and potentates alike.
Oh, that's great. Well, let's hold it there. There's more to follow. But, yeah, that came from Fox and Friends earlier this morning. I was like, oh, there's Greg Jarrett right there. I'm going to just record this audio as I'm listening to it. So, yeah, we don't care who you are or how you got into our courtroom. That was great. By the way, if you're really interested in this whole legal question and the background, our Missoula friends would have missed it even yesterday. So in the 6 o'clock hour, go back on the Montana Talks podcast, maybe later today or whatever. I had a good friend of mine that I served with in Afghanistan. He's got a master's from Harvard. He's worked in embassies in Panama and Bolivia. And he went in and talked about all of these world leaders who've been arrested by the United States, going all the way back to the Nuremberg trials. So, Speaker Mike Johnson, here's what he had to say about the whole legal questions the Democrats are pretending to be raising.
With regard to the war powers and the compliance with federal law, we are not at war. We do not have U.S. armed forces in Venezuela, and we are not occupying that country. The Constitution gives Congress the power to declare war, that is true. But it also vests the President of the United States with vast authorities as Commander-in-Chief. Under Article 2 of the Constitution, the President has the authority, as all presidents do, to deploy military forces to address threats to the U.S. and to enforce U.S. law. That is what happened here. The War Powers Act states that notification should be made to Congress within 48 hours following the initiation of hostilities. As we've noted, and I've made many public comments, that happened almost instantaneously here. My first call was at 4 a.m. by Secretary of State Rubio. Despite the claims by some of my colleagues, under the War Powers Act, there is no requirement for prior congressional approval or prior notification. And in fact, in this...
All right, we got to hold it right there. More to follow back after this. Stand by.
Fox Sports Update.
Jabari, the inbounder, into Kevin Durant. Durant for three. Yes, he's got it! Kevin Durant gives the Rockets the lead! 100-97! Timeout Suns! Kevin Durant coming back to bite the hand that most recently fed him!
On Space City Home Network, Kevin Durant's three-point shot with 1 second left in the game gave the Rockets a 100-97 win over the Suns, who Durant had spent his prior two-plus seasons with, where he was happy.
I didn't want to leave, and my first time being, I don't want to sound too dramatic, but I will, to be kicked out of a place, you know what I'm saying, and felt like that, you know, I've been scapegoated, you know what I'm saying, for the issues we had as a team last year. Yeah, it felt good to beat them and hit a game-winning shot.
Kevin Durant, who was an all-star in both of his full seasons with Phoenix, hit the game-winner for the Rockets against the Suns last night, finished with a team-high 26 points. The reigning champion Oklahoma City Thunder were 15.5-point favorites at home against the Charlotte Hornets. The Thunder lost by 27 points, 124-97. First time the reigning champs held under 100 points this season in 37 games. OKC is now 30-7.
Oh, look at Steve Kerr. He's all the way out here.
Uh-oh, Steve, don't get thrown out. Get him out of there. Get him out of there. Back him up. Back him up, GP. Back him up, Steve. Oh,
he's
fire on him.
He's already gone.
Steve banging Inglewood right now. Inglewood, get him, Steve.
On Peacock, rapper Snoop Dogg behind the microphone as Warriors coach Steve Kerr had to be held back by an assistant coach after he got a second technical foul and was booted from Golden State's road game against the Clippers. Steph Curry fouled out for the first time since 2021. The Warriors lost to the Clippers 103-102. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With considerable cloud cover across the area for today. High temperatures will stay from the mid-40s to around 50. For tonight, we can expect partly to mostly cloudy skies. Isolated snow showers possible, mainly towards Bozeman. Lows in the low to mid-30s. On Wednesday, chance for snow showers or a little mixed precip towards Bozeman. Otherwise, highs in the low 40s in Bozeman, 50 in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hey, if you guys missed it over the holidays, we had some great content. We caught up with Attorney General Austin Knutson talking about that massive drug bust in St. Regis, where they also had 41 deportation arrests in an operation out of St. Regis, Montana. Plus, our friend John Jackson had a great conversation with State Representative Jody Etchart talking about health care and more. You can find all of that audio on...
Keep driving safely, and you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana, statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, we already did a whole recap, a whole rundown of last night's national championship game. What a game it was. Tied up, went into overtime. The Bobcats blocked a field goal to send it into overtime. And then their special teams blocked the extra point after an Illinois State touchdown. And then the Bobcats got a touchdown after a 4th-and-10 throw to Taco Dowler, Billings West's own Taco Dowler, in the end zone. The Montana kid scoring the game-winning touchdown. The extra point is good. The Montana State Bobcats, for the first time since 1984, are the national champions. We did a full recap. We played a bunch of the highlights last hour of the program. But I know some of you, maybe this is the time you're driving to work or you're driving kids to school, and maybe you haven't heard any of the highlights yet. A hurdle en route to a touchdown. I thought this was the highlight, at least from a video perspective. This was the highlight of the game. This one comes on X via ESPN.
Those timeouts, they got to the line quickly, got the ball snapped, Lampson throws, a missed tackle, turn up field, a hurdle inside the 10, and diving for the end zone, touchdown, Dave Steele! He didn't go down! Three plays, 75 yards, and the freshman found his way to the end zone.
Yeah, of course, I think the big player of the night was Billings West, Taco Dowler. But that play, I think that play to me symbolized really how hungry the Bobcats were to get a national championship after 41 years and after a few runs just here in recent years, making, having a shot at the national championship. That video right there shows you how hungry they were, how much they wanted. We'll have more highlights later in the morning, especially when we get into our statewide 9 o'clock hour of the show. Let's get to the game winning call on ESPN for you as well.
Miles Sandstead. Snap, hold, kick.
All right, let's see. Let's sneak on a quick caller here. We only got about a minute or so to go. We got Big Jim. Big Jim bounces back and forth between Waukeno, Illinois, and Bozeman. So, Jim, were you rooting for Illinois or Montana State last night?
Definitely Montana State. There's no doubt about it. But I wanted it to be a good game. I'm hoping that the coaching staff at Montana State realizes, hey, if you live south of I-80, where this dirt farm was down here, we'd play a pretty good game of football. So I'm glad it was close. It was a nail biter. And I would have loved to have been in Bozeman last night. If there's anything, would have gone crazy. But I don't think you could have had a better football game. But I hope the coaching staff up there will give some of our guys at Lincoln Way East or at Mount Carmel or Loyola, at least give them a look next year when you're doing your recruiting class. So that's all I have to say. But what a fantastic player. But. Okay, yeah, well, thank you very much for taking my call.
Hey, thanks, Big Jim. Yeah, great to hear from you, fellow veteran. Bounces back and forth. I was going to say the same thing about those Illinois State fans. You know, I've got friends back there in Illinois as well. And, you know, you get outside of Chicago, and, yeah, there's a lot of dirt farmers out there. And you get out to Normal, Illinois, Bloomington, Illinois. We used to run Chicago Tribune papers when I was a kid in junior high down to Champaign, and I think even to Bloomington from time to time as well. Great farm country out there. It's kind of like Washington State. You know, Seattle's a freaking mess. The Democrats in Montana want to turn western Montana into Seattle, but you get outside of Seattle, and it's normal country, normal America.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.